טוב, מועדים לשמחה, חג שמח, everyone. I was hoping that Shir would be in the sukkah, so if somebody can every like 5 or 10 minutes or so just go out for a moment, if it quiets down, we'll go to the sukkah. To talk about a sukkah outside of the sukkah, if we can talk about a sukkah in the sukkah, it's a little better. Tov, you know how people from New York never get to the Statue of Liberty? So I'm embarrassed to say this was my first time ever at the Birkat Kohanim here by the Kotel. With all the many years, almost my entire life that I'm in the old place, as Rabina calls it, or here. This was unreal. If I didn't have to give shiur, I'd just spend long moments just trying to take that in. Wow. Bezat Hashem, by Pesach, they'll have something similar in Kikar Dizengoff in Tel Aviv. Amen? Please say it, big amen. Okay. The shir is dedicated Leinui Nishmat Moshe Ben Aaron Bina Zichrono Livracha, who I zochet to know very well, pretty close with. I got his chut. The family asked me, was it last year, I think, on his first yortzeit, I think it was, or the shloshim, maybe it was the shloshim, to speak here on the porch. Highly respected him, a very real person, in a different style than his father, but also very real, authentic, honest, wonderful person. We don't know cheshbonot shamayim. The shir is dedicated to Inu Nishmato. Passed away Hoshana Rabbah 2 years ago. Okay, let's start. There's so much that one can talk about the sukkah or chag sukkot. It's the one holiday that sums up together all the chagim of the year. Hence, chag asif. One would say, no, that means agriculturally, biblically, chag asif, when you gather all your crops, that everybody, Baruch Hashem, is mature enough in his Torah understanding that Torah is always multi-layered, and therefore it's the holiday of gathering, that means on all levels, whether it's the gathering of the crops, if one is a farmer in Eretz Yisrael back in the day, and Bezrat Hashem soon will come back in Eretz Yisrael completely, and or any gathering. All gatherings come together in this chag. You hear it in many, many different directions. If you listen to the carefully to the name of Sefer Kohelet, is a different term than asifa, but comes from the word likhakil, kehilah, kahal. Everything that Sukkot is about a gathering. So just on a moadim level, it's the gathering of all moadim together. In what way do I mean this? In a way that if you ask Chag HaSukkot, what system of Moadim do you belong to? Do you belong to the Gimel Regalim? They'll say, yes. It's the third. It's the peak of the Gimel Regalim. If you ask Sukkot, do you belong to Chagei Tishrei, to Yamim Noraim, to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, Tzikla? Yes. So what, you have a split personality? Yes. And you can hear it in the reading that we read on the first day of Sukkot, in Parashat Emor, if you go through the Psukim inside, and go through it, some of you may remember there's some seemingly a strange phenomenon where we go through the whole from Pesach, Sefirat HaOmer, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkot, and then there's the summing up Psukim. These are the Moadim, and then, oh, it's over. No. Ach, b'chamisha asar yachol hayom l'chodesh ha-shvi, as if, almost it sounds as if the Torah is like, oops, wait, there's another piece, there's the Dalet meaning, we didn't talk about that. It's not two different aspects, two different faces, two different facets of Chag HaSukkot. So it's fascinating to reflect upon Sukkot as belonging to the Gimel Regalim, Sukkot as belonging to the Yamim Noraim, clearly blending the two systems together to making them one. So that's already a beginning of an understanding in what way does Sukkot gather all the Moadim together. Because it gathers so much together and it's the pinnacle of the year, another term is what the Torah says, I think in Parshat Kitisa, Tkufat, the Chag HaSif, Tkufat HaShana. Lo zechur li im ze beParshat Re'eh, or beParshat Kitisa, the Chag HaSif, maybe in Re'eh, Dvarim. Tkufat HaShana, the Gimel Regalim are mentioned, Gimel Pa'amim, Gimel Regalim, 3 times in the Torah, Mishpatim, Kitisa, and Re'eh. The Chag HaSif, Tkufat HaShana. Ma ze Tkufa? Milashon Hekef, the completion of a circle, which literally, by the way, is the meaning of the word Chag. Chag for us is a holiday. Chag in Chazal is? Stam Chag is? Sukkot. Why? It's the closure of a circle. Chag Chuga. Circle. Anyways, so that's what I meant, that there's so much that one can talk about. Let's throw ourselves into it. We don't have 2-3 hours to speak, though it would be wonderful to do that. We all have different activities and commitments. So let's begin. One of the most unique aspects about Chag HaSukkot, or the mitzvah, let's talk about Mitzvah Sukkah. We're not going to deal so much with Dalad Mini. Mitzvah Sukkah is that it's a mitzvah that you actually step into. It's the one mitzvah which is the mitzvah of, its implementation is in space. Every single year, Bnei Achai was here a moment ago, I tell him, Bnei Achai tistakel, just before we go to shul, on Erev Sukkot, a few moments before Shkia, because I, as some of you know, I always run late, so Ben definitely knows, Ben by our house a lot, I always send Ben to the shul, and then I come late. So it's 2 minutes before Shkia, and I tell Bnei Achai, this is not a sukkah, it's just a porch, it's a pergola. It has a lot of different decorations, but there's nothing here. 2 minutes later, it's Shkia, or it's Tzeta Kochavim, whatever the, in terms of the Machlokot, in terms of the Shitot, all of a sudden, it becomes a new reality. It's fascinating to reflect upon that. It's a very, I think about it every year, very eye-opening in terms of what is halacha? What's the reality of halacha? It was just a pergola. Somehow, intertwined with time, this cube, this small space over here, becomes a halachic reality. It's a completely different consciousness than what most of us, or I think all of us, grow up with. These are the, you know, guidelines of the Torah. These are the mitzvot of the Torah. But I think everybody here is already more prepared for this consciousness, and it's life-changing consciousness. Halacha is not recommendations. Halacha is not God's commandments merely. It's a discovery and a revelation of the way God's world works. It's the laws of Jewish metaphysics. I'm not trying to sound fancy, it's just a dafka, because just like physics have laws that define the reality of physics that a physicist comes to examine, and so a chemist, when it comes to the laws of chemistry and the laws of mathematics, so too also Torah, Kodesh, Halacha is a realm that has laws, and those are the laws of halacha. Meaning, the fact that we can even use in English laws, both in halacha, the laws, Jewish law, or with nature, physics, on some level, it's true. It's not just a borrowed term. These are laws. That's why, you know, when I go to a wedding, and they say, the announcer says, everybody's welcome to the ceremony of the chuppah. Chuppah is not a ceremony. I always say, you can get married. Take a woman that you want to get married to, and who wants to get married to you. Of course, we know that that has to halachically fulfill itself. And you need 2 edim, and you can get married at the back of some dirty gas station. Your parents and in-laws won't be happy. In front of 2 edim, that's it. Something kicked in. You'll be kicked by your mother-in-law for doing that. But there's a reality that came into existence. That is, you know as well as I do, that the only way to unwind it, even if they don't live together their entire life, is only a get. There's laws. So much of the criticism about Judaism, especially within, from people who are not from, Nebuch, they don't know, but what's so deeply lacking is this level of understanding. Oh, what do you care about this, and what do you care about that, the one here, that. It's mamish laws, just like it's a science of metaphysics. So, let's spend a little time. There are sources that say that there's one more mitzvah than you actually enter with your entire body, which everybody here in this room got to do more than once in his life. What? Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael! Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael! Somebody at our Sukkot table said, what about, maybe it was Bnei Achai, what about a mikveh? So, it's not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, but it's true, and it's spoken about. Also, the mitzvah, you go in with your entire body. But that's a preparation for. But in terms of an implementation of a mitzvah, mitayag mitzvot, sukkah is a mitzvah that you don't just... It's all mitzvot are laws of reality, but this is what's unique over here. An experience. I'm taking, you know, from the intellectual level of understanding to the experience of the sukkah, is that I step into a halachic reality. I step into the Kodesh. When some of you may have remembered from last year, when you go into our sukkah, from our house into the sukkah, on the left side, I put a little, years ago, a little framed, it's like a frame, and inside there's a quote from the Chayei Adam, I think from the Chayei Adam, that it's, he says the Chayei Adam, I don't remember the Lashon exactly, but I try to look at it every time I walk into the sukkah. Hey, that being, that Kedushat sukkah, is so high and intense, therefore how careful one should be not to speak any Devarim Betelim, and for sure not Devarim Asurim, such as Lashon Hara, Devarei Tum'ah, v'chulei. Where do I get this idea from? Because I remember once I saw in a book, belonged to my first wife, Allah Shalom, about Rav Pam. I think she had a kesher with him at the time. And Rav Pam had that on his sukkah. In the book they had, they showed, they had a picture of his sukkah, and there was a little note there, a quote, and I said, wow, this is... I did that twice, once I gave to a brother of mine, and one we have till today. Now you go into the sukkah with that mentality, with that Chayei Adam, it's a different consciousness. You want to talk Dvarim Betelim? I don't know, maybe, you know, some people may disagree with me. Somebody may disagree. You walk out. Now, it's not always easy. B'zat Hashem will get married, you have people, kids. The implementation, as in life always, the meeting point between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, Kodesh and Chol, or Kodesh and Olam Hazeh, is not always easy. But ideally, I want to get to a level where a sukkah, I see myself completely coated with Kedusha. I'm in a reality of Kodesh. From all six directions, which is so Sukkot, from every single direction you look at it, it's six directions, right? Dal Minim, six directions. The Sukkah is six directions. So the cube, that's what a Sukkah is. Discussions whether a round Sukkah is kosher, not kosher, but if it is kosher, it's only because it contains six sides in it. And mathematically, if you can calculate it, that's fine, but it's about six directions. A Jew lives in a cube. There are those who suggest that the six mitzvot tmidiyot, the six constant mitzvot, some of you are familiar from Be'er Halacha, are connected, these six different sides. It's a state of consciousness that all year round I'm supposed to be living in it. We make reference to it, a touch, before we go to sleep at night. To be able to live in a cube of Kodesh. Now, one can take this on many, many different levels. Sitting in the sukkah yesterday for a few moments, I thought, maybe we'll take it in this direction. The following, that is. What does it mean? It means that when I walk into, this is mamash starts becoming consciously, but very lemaisa. I go into a sukkah, and my entire being, top to bottom, my whole body, and every single part of my personality or soul that somehow mysteriously connected with my body, now we know that, the Gemara Masechet Brachot Daf Samech teaches us every limb in the body, every organ in the body has some kind of a mental piece that corresponds to that. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk about, I said this before, I have a friend who was a chavrus of mine for years, many, many, many years ago, who became a Baal Tshuva because he went from Hebrew U, he was small Australia, he went to Eisha Torah for Rosh Hashanah. He'd never davened before, standing with an Art School sitter on Rosh Hashanah, and he gets to the Zichronot. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Yakir Li Efraim, beautiful tunes of the Dante, the Chabad is the best. Ben Yakir Li Efraim in Yelad Shashuim, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, anytime I just think of my child, Bnei Yisrael, my Kishka's term, Hamu Me'ayla, what does it got to do with Kishka's? We experience that. Different people experience different feelings, emotions in different places in their body. But that's exactly the point we're trying to make. Why are certain things we experience in our Kishka's? Very fascinating expressions to that. We don't chop completely, even if we're physicians, and maybe if we are physicians, we all even more so don't chop because we're so wrapped up in the Western mechanistic view of the body. That every single part of my body contains a certain piece of my soul in it. Anybody who's somewhat in touch with that knows that that's completely not flaky. My heart starts beating when I get excited. So when people ask me, are you talking about the heart, are you talking about the cardiac heart, or are you talking about the heart as a metaphor? Not a metaphor. No metaphors. The heart is both the machine and a ghost behind the machine, as my entire body, and so too also broken down into different parts. Anyway, so I go into the sukkah, okay? Imagine that we were in the sukkah right now. try to take it into the sukkah afterwards with you. And the schach is above and all six sides. And you're inside Kodesh. That means your entire body, all your organs, all the parts of your soul or personality that are within you. All your experiences that you ever experienced, they're registered over here. Nachon. All my feeling, all my quests, all my desires, everything that I may be proud of, and everything, and that's the point I want to talk about today, everything that I may be not so proud of, anything that's in my memory, anything that I've ever experienced, everything within me goes into the sukkah. We're talking about things which are, I think, laniut dati, life-changing. Because a person, say, I can say, you know, if it was Tosfot, I would say, Vim Tomar, but I have many parts in me that I'm not so proud of. Whether things from the past, that I didn't fully get rid of, things of the present, that I definitely did not yet get rid of. How can I take that in me, with me, into the sukkah? I have all kinds of desires, wishes, wills, thoughts, speeches, words, actions, ratzon, machshava, dibur, maaseh, that are contrary very much to everything that Kodesh is about. How can they go into the sukkah with me? So there's a discrepancy. I'm supposed to feel an experience of a gap between many parts within me and the sukkah. That's a lot to think about. And I think you'll agree with me, this goes way beyond Chag HaSukkot. It touches upon the entire year. But those two sentences are the same because Sukkot generates the entire year. It's just, in a sense, the sukkah is the womb of the entire coming year. It begins on Rosh Hashanah, but finally, what really gives birth to the year is Sukkot. That's why Hashanah Rabbah is the completion of the din. Anyways, so when I go, this will express itself when I go into a base medrash and go into a shul. Anytime I go into a reality of Kodesh, and I come with everything that I ever have done, everything that I ever, and okay, minus the things that I really, truly deleted with real tshuva from the past, it's not part of me. But other than that, we know that we have a lot of stuff in us that we're not proud of today. Weaknesses. The sukkah contains that. The sukkah is tolerant to that. The sukkah invites us in with all that. How does that work? So there's so much one can and should say about it. Let's start. Level number one is that all my parts, and this is very deep but very important point, deeper svarim talk about it, there's not one part in me that's not kadosh. So what are you talking about? I have many parts which are very not kadosh. No. I don't have one part in me which is not kadosh. Every part that God gave me that I came out of my mother's womb with is kadosh. But I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I still do. That's a mischanneling and an abusing of the parts that are completely godly. Ah, you mischanneled them. You misused them. That's something else. You took them into places that's not what God intended, rather what you at some point did, or to a great extent, society more than anything else influenced you, brainwashed you. You were drifted, like many people, we drift by society. Takes a lot to live up to the standards of our first Ushpizin, Avraham Avinu, who personifies the polar opposite of that, of being able to completely not drift. He was the most non-drifter, is that proper English? Person to ever exist. That's why I always say he's the person I most admire in history. How my Avraham Avinu genes in me demand from me constantly not to drift. But that's what's in today. What? Avraham Avinu won't even understand what that sentence means. What do you mean, that's what's in? Look, that's what goes. That's what everybody does. What? What are you talking about, he would say. En kaze davar. We're Bnei Avraham Avinu. One of the names of Avraham Avinu is Eitan HaEzrachi. What does Eitan mean, Eitan? Strength. What's that strength? It has many levels, but on the level that we're talking about right now, it's the strength of being able to say, society, I don't take you one bit into any account. I give to you, my tent has four openings, but I don't take anything into account. in terms of my choices as to, or my decisions, in terms of what life is. I'm committed with full responsibility to the way I view the world. Nobody else is going to dictate to me how to think. Okay, is this relevant today? Right? Everybody who dares to think otherwise than the one and only way to think, just like in the days of Nimrod, history is completely back, is thrown into the fire, social media fire. It's exactly, but exactly the same thing. Everybody is free to think in one way only. If you think otherwise, you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't mean, when I mention terms and concepts, Chag HaSukkot. This consciousness that there's not one part in me which is not kadosh and not godly, this is what I meant before in terms of life changing. Internalizing that, reflecting upon that. There is no... It has to be so when you think about it in a deep way. God doesn't give us parts only as an isayon to see if I overcome it. That's later on, nachon, everything becomes an isayon. But everything that I gave you, I always say this, Toyota doesn't come out with the latest Prius, or whatever model, say, let's see if the driver is going to drive it correctly or not correctly. It designs it to be driven correctly. It gives you also a manual. If you drive it incorrectly, don't come back and complain that it's not working. It's exactly the same thing. Nobody invents anything. It's not a game. It's real. Every single part in me is kadosh. Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin says, in terms of the Yetzer, of course, Yetzer HaLayot, Yetzer HaAvira. Says when the Jew, will say in my language, will wake up in the morning and realize that it's made by God, not made by in China, and not made in Japan, made by God, and not made by Hollywood, and not made by anybody. It's made by God. That will be the day of the Sikun of that Yetzer. The thing is, we don't look at it as such. It takes a lot of internal mental effort to get there. But if the sukkah contains that and is tolerant to that, that means that every part in me is fine. I will say, okay, I hear. I have to think about that. One should. I should. It's a lot to reflect upon. A lot. Mamash. If you go into chinuch one day, it's a lot, especially in our generation, a lot to work with guys. To bring them to the realization, get rid of any Christian influences within you. There's nothing evil inherently in you. Neshama shenatata b'tohuahi. You came out of God's office, pure, snow white. So our avodah is to go back there. It's always there. But to draw from that place, the journey of going back to me, snow white, zakon. It's not zakon, it's a lifetime work. It's completely doable. All the tahara and all the kedusha is completely within me. I contain a godly soul. I didn't choose it. I wasn't asked. That's the way I was made. With a unique godly soul that nobody in the world has. But that's a whole other discussion. And we don't have time to discuss, you know, to reflect upon that. I always talk about it. My features, my face, testifies to my uniqueness of my soul. But in any case, one will say, fine, I hear that. Fine. But what about all those things, that mistakes that I have done and weaknesses that I still contain within me today? That also goes into the sukkah. So we're going to now level 2. And level 2, clearly, from the very fact that the sukkah invites us in, doesn't say, you had your hilhuah v'ra this morning, out of the sukkah. What are they called? People who stand at the opening of like a club? Like
bouncers.
A what?
Bouncers.
Bouncers, right. Right? They don't bouncer and turn a sukkah open, is open. That means it contains. Where does that come from? It comes from Yom HaKippurim that gives birth to Sukkot. Because on the Psukim that we read, Yom Kippur morning, the Tahara of the Mishkan is referred to Oel Moed, HaShochen Itam B'toch Tumotam. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is present in the Klal Yisrael with their Tumah. I mean, we come out of Yom Kippur not I'm with you on condition you're completely pure the whole year. Next time the guy fails, most of us, okay, again, it didn't work. Shekhinah is not with me. Zelo nachon. Hashochen itam betoch tumotam. Yom Kippur reinvents, so to speak, every year, a reality in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present within Klal Yisrael with all their weaknesses and all their faults and all their mistakes. As long as the person has a good will and a desire that he renewed on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, I want to be good. I want to be pure. You're going to fail? I know you're going to fail, but I want to be good. I contain. And the Sukkah is the place where one experiences that. This Zman Simchateinu of Chag HaSukkot is where I'm able to once a year fully experience the happiness of having unloaded heavy loads off my back. Of just the happiness of purity, the happiness of being clean, happiness of being snow white, of being innocent. Is anything that gives a person more happiness than that? Everybody is already old enough in this room to know nothing gives happiness like these things. Nothing! Nothing, nothing, nothing. No money in the world provides even the beginning of any of that. It doesn't even begin to compare. Right? People here in the room, I don't think I have a need even the chal to say that. It's a chedesh, the beginning of Shana Aleph. You know, we start, no, so what's life about? We debate these things. At this point already, it doesn't even start. Zeh lo matchil b'chlal. And where does Yom Kippurim contain that ability to say, Hashochen itam betoch tumotam, it goes back, if we had more time, we'll elaborate more, Parshat Kitisa, the invention of the first Yom Kippurim, second Luchot, Chet Ha'Egel, second Luchot, there, if you remember, where Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim, which we recite all Elul, and then all Yom Kippurim, which is, in the course of all that, Hashem says, I'm going to send in a malach. After Chet Egel, I'm not with you directly. Indirectly. Moshe says, "Im en panech aulchim al ta'aleinu mizeh." If it's not your face, it's not with us. What does it mean, face? You're fully consciously present in us. After Chet Egel, and despite Chet Egel, or maybe thanks to Chet Egel, without going into that discussion, Hashem says, I accept that. We were to proper really learn that parsha inside, parsha Kitisa, it's long. Hashem accepts the demand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Clearly, deep enough of a person understanding. Moshe didn't invent it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear, of course. And it's a request, and it's a demand of Moshe. There's no point. If we're not going through this together, if you're not mamash present with us, no. From that, Yom Kippurim, and that's in Sefer Shemot, and Sefer Vayikra becomes Hashochen Itam Betoch Tumotam. Where do I actually experience that in this box, in this cube? That's what the Sukkah is. My ability to experience the presence of God, it's Shekhinah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That I walk into reality of Kodosh with all my parts. All my parts are godly, and the misusing, and the mischanneling, and the mistakes I've done, they go in with me. Of course, I have an ongoing responsibility and job to peel off whatever I possibly can. Let's go a little deeper into it. Do we have a few minutes? Deeper. What one's Yetzirah teaches him. Okay. What we are able to learn from our Yetzirah is that we use in not appropriate ways, is how much force, how much life force, how much energy, how much power I contain within me. It's just that I sent it into not appropriate places. I misused it, I wasted it, I spent it in non-meaningful places. But the same very energy and intensity and that I have within me, if I just channel it to proper places, how far I can get. One story as such is a famous Gemara, I'm sure many of you know it, Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, two sugiyot on the Yetzer HaRa, the two main sugiyot, many statements of Chazal all over Shas, the two main sugiyot are in Masechet Kiddushin, and the other one in Masechet Sukkah. Sefet Sukkah. Very relevant. We'll talk about it maybe in a few minutes before we wrap up. Masechet Kiddushin talks there about one of the Amoraim, Rabbi Amram, who had, Jewish women were captives and they were somehow released and they were put into an attic. And one of them happened to walk by just as a sunbeam was shining in, so he saw her beauty. And so he experienced being filled up with a desire. Yetzer took over. And he couldn't hold himself back. He ran over to the side and he took a ladder that usually takes, I don't remember the number, and if somebody remembers, tell me, how many people, maybe 10 people, it usually takes to carry. But he was so lit up that he was not able to hold himself back. He was able to do what usually 10 people do, take the ladder, pick it up, put it against the attic and start running up. And the only way that he's able to stop himself of doing that which he completely doesn't want to do, but another part of him, which is not really him, but does want to do, is to embarrass himself in public and to scream out, there is a fire in Amram's house. Nura bebet Amram, Nura bebet Amram. There's a fire in Amram's house. There's a fire in Amram's house. So all the neighbors came out. So then, of course, that he was not able to do it anymore. That was his way of dealing with this conflict, which is mind-boggling, fascinating. Okay? And why is it that he did not lie? See, I'm a dukdak arech divrei chachamim. Even at a moment of that, not to lie. Why is he not lying by saying that there's a fire in Amram's house? He is exactly, that's the fire. We're made with that fire. Ish, isha, the energy between a man and a woman, is that a fire? It could be misused, such as in that case. But it's always going to be esh. Is it going to be esh kodesh or chalila the opposite? That's already our free choice. That's already from the very moment of Bereshit. That's esh. Inside of Bereshit, not for now. Anyways, so let's go a little deeper into it. We'll go on for another 5 or 7 minutes. There's a famous question of the tool. Then, question of the tool, I'm sure most of you have heard of, and that is, if the Sukkot were, you know, are made, are built by us, leman yedu dorotechem ki basukot hoshavti b'nei Yisrael behotziot ha-meretz Mitzrayim, so the Sukkot should be made during the time of Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is in the springtime, Pesach time. Why now? Okay, so that's a famous question, the tool. And many speak about it. The one answer that satisfied me when I was much younger, a little older than you guys, maybe Eitan's age, was only when I found that, I said, wow, this seems like, you know, sometimes you experience, this is it, everything else is it, it's another aspect, versus, this is it. So the following answer of the Gaon of Vilna. A Gaon of Vilna, and this is a gra that one cannot go into Sukkot without this gra. The gra says, when the Gemara says two opinions, Sukkot Mamash or Ananei HaKavod, we're not dealing with Ananei HaKavod just generally in the desert. We're talking about specifically Ananei HaKavod that Bnei Yisrael had, which left as a result of Chet HaEgel that first year. And then as a result of the entire tshuva process that Bnei Yisrael went through in the first year, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for 40 days to get the second Luchot, then he comes down on 10th of Tishrei, the first establishing Yom HaKippurim. Then Bnei Yisrael are told by Moshe about the Mishkan, and they go get all the pieces, like we run to Masharim to get whatever we need. And then on the 15th of Tishrei of that year, they started building the Mishkan. And Ananei HaKavod returned on that day. It's all based on Chazal. In the Medrash it says, I'm not sure. Okay, it goes all the way back to Chazal. The Gra is just bringing it out. That's a different consciousness completely of Sukkot. Sukkot is not Ananei HaKavod in the desert. Sukkot is the return of Ananei HaKavod specifically for Baalei Tshuva. That means the Sukkah was invented for Baalei Tshuva. That's what it was made for. That's the only then one starts understanding what's that sequence of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkot. Because it goes back to the first year of Bnei Yisrael's history in the Midbar. We had to go through a mistake, fix it. The returning of Ananei HaKavod for he who did tshuva, for Bnei Yisrael did tshuva, and all the way up to this year, each and every one of us, that part in him that he experiences himself as a Baal tshuva, I don't think many people in our generation can feel that they are not Baalei tshuva, especially people who went through Netivara. I always say for many years in staff meetings, this is a Baal tshuva program for modern Orthodox kids. So once I experience myself as a Baal tshuva, and I highly recommend that we do, speaking to myself more than anybody else, then the sukkah was invented specifically for me. And Zman Simchateinu is the special simcha that was invented for people to experience what it was to be not clean, not innocent, and not pure, and then the contrasting background of that now, yes clean, yes innocent, and yes pure. And it's only thanks to that contrast that I come to experience the utmost level of the infinite simcha of what it means to be in a state of tahara, kedusha, because I did not have it before and I have it now. And that's the famous words of Chazal, b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim tzadikim gemurim enam omdim. Okay, this is a line I quote for 35 years maybe. A lot. Until yesterday, you hear Mendel? Yesterday, I saw a piece. He blows my mind time and again, talking about Admor HaZaken Baal HaTanya. And Likutei Torah and Sukkot. He says, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, צדיקים גמורים אינם עומדים. I'm always re-amazed by some of the masters of Chassidut, very much the Admor HaZaken, others also, how they're able to hear depth that I just don't pick up on. How do we understand צדיקים גמורים? He's a complete tzadik. Admor HaZaken says, tzadik gamur, that means he's gamur, like kli gamur, he's complete. When I see myself as complete, I'm not open to change, to absorb. I'm set. You see this a lot in the world. What's the advantage of being a Tivaria boy over a Haredi from birth boy? Each one has his advantage. The advantage is, and this happens every time. Every time a guy becomes very serious here and then he's suggested a Beis Yaakov girl. It usually doesn't work. Why? It's not that she's not as good as him. It's just that's a different mindset. Then a Tivara guy becomes a person who's constantly in this fire of wanting to change, grow, absorb. And she's a good, firm, tzanuah kid. A young woman. But he sees himself as a bulldozer. He wants to keep into his marriage going up the mountain that he started in yeshiva. And she, it's very different. Mamash seeing in our generation, kiyum divrei chachamim. במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, צדיקים גמורים. צדיקים גמורים, אומר האדמור הזקן, גמור, that's it, like a clean gemur, it's complete. That aspect in me, that I see myself as set, this is the way I think, this is the way I do things, this is the way, this is my hashkafa, it's rigid, it's locked up, it's all set. You're set? If you see yourself as set, that means you're completely not on the level of the Baal Tshuva next to you. Oh yeah, but he comes from this and this background. Thanks to that, he is on a level that you'll never reach, apparently. Why? Because he's always open to receive and to change and to grow. Another twist on it is that what the Rambam says beautifully in Hilchot Tshuva, it's the, when you see this in Etivaria constantly, it's the way of Baalei Tshuva to be humble. Midarkam shel Baalei Tshuva to be anavim v'shiflei ruach. When I'm humble, the more humble I am, the more I'm, that itself makes me a containing vessel for God's infinite light. And the more I'm good with myself, and the more I see myself as I'm a self-made Talmid Chacham, and I'm lacking that humility, and one can easily miss that, and lack that humility comes into learning, he understands the Tosfot, he has good Svaras. I don't have to tell you. How easy is it to miss the point? How terribly, tragically easy? How Torah can wake a person completely humble, as Baruch Hashem, it works 99% of cases here, and how the same very experience of Torah make a person feel smart, good svarot, I'm the best guy in yeshiva, ani talmid chacham. that itself is the ultimate preventer, is that proper English, from Shekhinah, from the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to penetrate into me. We can go on for many hours. I'll just say the following and we'll finish with that. The Sukkah with the Dalad Minim bring me in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically with Shem Yudke Vavke, in ways that we don't have time to elaborate now. Kobi Arana, which is not here right now, sent to me a couple days ago when I was in the Sukkah, I guess from his Sukkah. made a very, very significant connection and link between the first famous Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Asked about the possible of the relationship between that and the Sukkah and Dalad Minim. I've said, absolutely. I said to him, you got it, with an explanation, Mark. And that is, the two different mitzvot are meant to bring me into a place where my experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence either is above me, hence the Schach, and coding me from all around, and the Dalad Minim is me containing Shem Yudke Vavke, the four Minim, or Keneged, the four letters of Yudke Vavke, in my hands, and corresponding to the different parts within me. Shem Yudke Vavke, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hovering above me, and the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as within me, two different mitzvot that are meant to complement each other, and as such, together, to launch us out into a new year, out of the box, right? Rosh Hashanah is a dot. It's back to the point of creation. On Rosh Hashanah, there's no space, there's no time. Everything's a dot. By Sukkot, that dot has opened up to this box that I live in. There's no world out there. We don't do Tiyulim on Sukkot. Today we came for this, to go to my father-in-law, and that's it, run back into the Sukkah. It's much painful for us to leave our Sukkah. There's no other reality. There's only a Sukkah. That's the only reality that exists. Sukkot is over, and we go out to the world out there. I don't want to say the real world out there. I'm not so sure if this world out there is so real. But the world out there. Okay, that means back to Olam Hazeh. And to apply all the consciousness that I developed in the point of Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippurim, without having time to develop right now, into this box, which is this contained Olam Hazeh. Let's go now and live it in the most challenging arena, and that is the arena of Olam Hazeh, and regular normative space and time, but with the consciousness that these days were able to provide me with. Toda Rabba. Modern simcha, chag sameach, shenizkeh, all of us, mainly me, to absorb all these concepts, be'ezrat Hashem.